A film came out back in 1991, and the name of the film was Long Time Companions. And every now and then, when I do rent it or see it online, it brings tears to my eyes. Very sad movie. Long Time Companions, about the beginning of the AIDS epidemic in the United States. This story takes place and started off in Fire Island. Well, when the movie starts off and the subtitles come up, 1981, with a girl, I think it's a girl, running on the beach, and they're singing Blondie, those of you who remember Blondie, "The Tide Is High." And that's where the tears start. Because in 1981 is the first time I've went to Fire Island. I heard so much about it, being gay, a gay man. I heard so many guys say, "You gotta go to Fire Island." So when I saw that film for the first time, and I saw the subtitles, 1981, Fire Island, the tears came to my eyes. My name is Eric, and you are listening to the craziness that lives inside my head. Had two friends named Robert and Tom. Robert, I worked with. We worked together, and Tom was his friend. And they were going to Fire Island, and of course they asked me, "Oh, Fire Island?" And I looked at them like, "Well, I've never been to Fire Island." They said, "Well, you gotta come with us." So my first time to Fire Island, my very first time and experience, is I met them at the 34th Street train station. I lived in the Bronx, and Tom lived in Upper Manhattan, and so did Robert. So I met them on 34th Street. We took the Long Island Railroad to Islip, Long Island, and we got on the bus. And we was taking the bus to, I think this is Bayshore or whatever. We were taking the bus to the ferry, that's all I remember. And of course, being 300 pounds and I was hungry, I think it was just around lunchtime when we got there, because they're very slow. We were supposed to meet early in the morning, but they didn't get there till late, at the train station. So anyway, they were making fun of me because it was unheard of. I was eating fried chicken. I bought fried chicken for the beach, but I was eating fried chicken, on the bus to the beach. That was unheard of. Oh my God, you're just, and unheard of, and unfortunately, sissy gay men don't do that. Well, anyway, I did it. So anyway, we get to the beach. I'd never been there. I think we went to the beach first. We stayed at the beach. I'm not a beach person, so. Then we went to one of the bars, one of the famous bars. I forgot which one we went to. We partied there. And next thing I know, you know how it is. We start drinking a little Coke, a little this. And the next thing you know, it was late at night. And I did hear stories. I didn't go. About the bushes. Remember the Village People made a song? "Don't go in the bushes." They did a song on Fire Island. "Don't go in the bushes." But they went in the bushes. I didn't go in the bushes. I mean, I'm new at that. I stayed in the bar. So they both met guys, and these guys had hotel rooms. And they were not going home. They was gonna spend the night in a hotel room, and I didn't have anybody. So you know how it is. I just tag along to the hotel room. And you know how boring that is. I mean, it was one big room. I think I slept on the floor, because they were in the bed with their boyfriends, and you know what they were doing. So that was the night. Then the next morning, I think we went someplace, little restaurant. I think there we had breakfast, and then we back on the ferry to the Long Island train and back home. That was my very first experience of Fire Island. Then my next experience, which is my second time going there, again, I was supposed to meet Tom and Robert at the train station 34th Street. I waited 2 hours. Now, mind you, we didn't have cell phones back there. I mean, they did have paid phone, and the only place I could paid phone, I called their house, and of course, nobody was home. But after the 2 hour mark, I just hopped on the train. And then I'm thinking maybe I missed them after 2 hours, right? I could have missed them. So then I hopped on the train, went to Islip, got on the bus, went to the ferry, and there I was all alone in Fire Island. Not alone, alone, meaning all alone that I didn't know anybody there. And let's be honest, Fire Island is, I would say, 98% white. So wasn't too many black people there, just me. So I roamed around. I didn't want to go. I did look in the bar. No, they weren't in the bar. I think it was two bars there. They weren't in either one of them. I went to the beach. They weren't on the beach. So then I wind up in the bushes. So here's what happened. I'm walking to in the dunes. They call them the dunes. That's these dunes. I guess the sand dunes. I'm walking there first before you get to the bushes. That's how I remember. And I do remember there was some girls, I shouldn't say girls, women were having what they call it? I guess they call it a deck party. It was like five or six of them. They saw me and they all yelled together, "Beach whale, beach whale." So that wasn't too pleasant. So I found myself heading for the butchers because I'm trying to get out of their eyesight, and I ran into this black guy. And I'm gonna be, this is gonna be very graphic. I ran into this black guy. We say hello, I say hello, blah blah this, or whatever the small talk. But then, don't forget, you don't have to do too many talking if he's grabbing his tool, as they say. So he was playing with it. Next thing he know, he wanted some booty. And I said, "No, I don't do that. Not out in the open. I've never had sex out in the open. I had sex in the movie houses. But that's not out in the open. I shouldn't say that. I had sex in parks. But this was out in the open. It was in the bushes, but basically it was out, I mean, really out in the open." So we did. And he did. And I wasn't prepared for it. And like I said, it's very graphic because when he finished, I don't think he liked what came out. I was not prepared for that kind of action. Anyway, so that's dripping down my pants. And now I'm kind of really annoyed. I went back to the beach, and who's sitting on the beach? Robert and Tom. They just got there. And I'm fussing with them, and I'm dinner with them, and I'm telling them what just happened. And then they go, "Ooh, you stink." Yes, I did stink. And then they told me they had Robert had a friend who came along with them on the bus, but the friend was at the hotel, or the friend was staying there for a week. So we went to his friend's hotel, and I got to clean up. And we didn't stay that long because I think soon as I was very uncomfortable, so I think I left him there, if I'm not mistaken. I think I went to the bar, had a couple of drinks, and I was really upset and uncomfortable. I mean, when you even though you clean yourself up, you still got those stained pants on. Anyway, I went home. That was the second time I went to Fire Island. My third and last time, which was very, 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 very sad. I had bought a car, a secondhand car. What year was this? It was 1991. Now it was 10 years later. It was 1991. I had bought my second or my third secondhand car. It was a 1985 Lynx, and I bought it. And I had a friend named Richie who lived in Queens. We were talking about it. He was depressed because Eddie. It was his friend, you could say a mutual friend, was more Eddie was more his friend, had passed away. And he wanted, and he said that he wanted to go to places where they used to hang out with, and one of the places was Fire Island. And I said to him, "Oh wow, I haven't been to Fire Island in a long time. Not since I got a car. Let's go." So I did. I picked him up in Queens. I drove to I think it's Patchogue. Is it Patchogue? Bayside, whatever. That town. And parked in the parking lot, where a lot of cars parked in the parking lot, you know, before they get on the ferry. I guess the ferry parking lot. Got on the ferry, and now Richie was somebody I used to party with in the 70s. You know those people in the 70s, those guys in the 70s, the disco, shaking their booty. He was very boring. He was quite depressed. I never saw him that depressed. It appears that Eddie was one of the casualty, you know, one of the people who succumbed to HIV. He did develop AIDS. He succumbed to HIV. Eddie was one of those. And Eddie just recently passed, and he was depressed, and he was this, and then he really got depressed because we was at the beach, and then he's looking, oh, he's remembering all these people, and then he got really more depressed because all the people that he was remembering that he hung out at Fire Island was no longer on this planet, and he got very depressed. Didn't help me none. So I tried to get him out of depression, and went into the bar. And we drank and drank, you know. It helped a little bit. You know, was no action. Neither one of us got picked up. So, anyway, it was time to go home. So, I guess it was like 12 o'clock or 12 midnight, whatever. Got the ferry, got to the parking lot, and the car wouldn't start. It was a secondhand car, and you wouldn't believe this. You know, these when you buy a new, back then, when you buy a new car, they'll give you 90 days. If anything go wrong, well, believe it or not, it was 1 week past the 90 day warranty. So I was upset. So we went into, they had a bar not far from there that closed at 4 o'clock. We missed the last train. We couldn't get on the train. The last train was midnight. And there was, I think we got to the parking lot at midnight, and we missed that train. It was too late to get that train. And the next train was 5 o'clock in the morning. So there was a bar. Richie and I hung under the bar. It's the same thing. He was depressed, even though we drank more, no more coke. I think the cocaine made him more depressed. I don't know why he's snorting it. So anyway, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock rather, they came to shut the bar down. Last call. We took our last drinks, went to the train station, which wasn't far. Waited for the 5 o'clock train, and this was the spooky part. This is the part that when we did talk about it, we call it the Twilight Zone, because we're waiting for the train. I guess we both stoned out our minds. And then this was this guy. I think he was half naked, and he looked a mess. I don't know if he looked like he got beat up or something. He was looking for his boyfriend. He couldn't find his boyfriend. I think his boyfriend was named Alan. He's going, Alan, just crying out, Alan. And it was really weird. It was surreal. He's looking for his boyfriend. He come, did you see my boyfriend? I'm like, we supposed to know who the fuck Alan looking like. No. And he was like, it was really surreal. The whole thing was surreal at Fire Island. Because Richie was depressed. He wasn't his party self. We didn't party. We didn't get picked up. Who would picked up two depressed gay men? You know, they look so depressed. So anyway, train came. Richie got up from Queens. I had to go all the way to Manhattan, then get the subway to the Bronx. And that was my last time at Fire Island. And that was 1991. Now, the sad part of the story, the real sad part, if you really want to know the sad part of the story, the three guys that I told you about, Robert, Tom, and Richie, are no longer here. And the sad part about it, I think they were gone by before the 90s were out. I know they were gone. I don't want to get too depressing, but yes, majority of my friends that I hung out with in the 70s were basically gone by the 90s. Of course, I had to make new friends. They're still around. My new friends that I made in the 90s are still here. But all my friends from the 70s are gone. Anyway, this is Eric, and this was my story of my longtime companions. Thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside my head.
The tide is high.